Dingo Take My Baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to the final episode, or final episode, final segment of the final show for the year 2004, I guess, huh?
It is.
This seems so final.
You sound so smooth when you say it.
Yeah, smooth is who I is. Speaking of smooth, Chad, your tip of the week is being debunked and called into question by virtually everybody on the planet.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Not working, huh?
Did you actually do this, or is this something that you thought you did?
Well, I never actually tried.
No.
Let me. I didn't actually do the what I suggested as far as dragging it to directly to an email. However, if you drag it to a folder on your computer, I know that works.
Do you need a special program to make this happen, or just Windows?
Just Windows. If you just open your web browser
and
find an actual image, it's got to be a JPEG or a GIF file on a web page. You should be able to left click it, hold. Drag it to a place on your desktop.
Let's
or
drag.
Let go and
hey,
and
that works. Okay.
So
I tried dragging it into like a Word pad or something like that. Uh-uh.
Now, it seems to me that Outlook or...
No, none of the actual programs will allow you to drop it into the program.
They won't let you do that?
No.
Okay, that was a long shot.
So it's basically just a way to quickly collect images, but you got to have the windows open, and it's a little complicated. That's probably why we're getting a lot of confusion. So in the
Perhaps.
Follow-up... We're going to give clarity for all of you.
Well, I explain it much better in the actual
I'm looking at our email saying I tried
The
directions are not clear enough.
Okay.
So we'll update that.
I will elaborate.
We shall elaborate. Where are we at here?
I don't know.
I was looking at all the emails to figure out where the gems were. And it was like the one of the first ones that came up was like, Chad's tip doesn't work.
You guys are stupid.
Be nice.
There's actually another email in here from Ralph. He's looking for a software program that'll let him print different address labels on a sheet of labels. I have several different programs that will print the same address on the whole page, but I'd like to be able to control how many of each and where they are and so on and so forth. Actually, there are specific label programs. Avery, as a matter of fact, has some very inexpensive software that is also... coded to their label, so all the label numbers and everything are all kind of coincide. And in order for that to happen, like in Word, you'd have to actually have a separate database to be able to control those printing actions. So
right.
It's really not that sophisticated. So you really need something that's got a real database like these Avery label programs. So Ralph, give that a shot and see if that helps. And do we want to how we want to wrap this thing up? What time is it?
We got about 3 minutes or so.
Yeah. By the way, if you were on hold forever, and since we're winding this thing up, and you couldn't get through, you know what? Anytime you're having a problem and you can't get through to this thing, and you want just somebody to look at your machine and give you some help, you take your machine to any data doctor's location anywhere, and you tell them
anywhere except for Mars.
Except for Mars.
Offer
right.
not valid no, on Mars.
Right. That Ken and Brandon said that you would look at it. You would look at my machine for me, no charge.
And then send the bill to Chad.
Do a free checkup for me.
Sure.
So tell him, Ken and Brandon said I can get a free checkup because I'm a listener of the radio show.
Because I don't want to be frustrated trying to send my digital pictures on Christmas Day to
what?
Grandma.
What?
Well, what if they want us to check it out and make sure everything's cool so that come Christmas Day,
oh, I see.
You know, you're going to take a bunch of pictures around the tree and then send them to Grandma?
Actually, you have a point there because there will be a fair number of you out there listening that purchased an item to be added to an existing computer in hopes that the recipient will have a good time with the game, the scanner, the whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and you don't realize that your machine's kind of messed up. It's in pretty bad shape right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's working,
mm-hmm.
but you forgot about all those little problems that have been nagging you, and they've all kind of built up, and now you're going to throw this new program on, and it's that the whole thing's going to implode on you.
You're going to aggravate the situation.
I believe Dr. Art calls it exacerbate.
You will do that as well.
Yes. And so you may want to, before Christmas, have somebody just take
or
a quick
Kwanzaa.
Look. Or Kwanzaa. Or Kwanzaa or...
Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Hanukkah.
Well, Hanukkah, we're in the middle of...
We're in the midst of, but still, before
done.
You try to put this new cool thing on there...
No, I don't even
Now
know
is the time to
about.
Take care of the problem.
Yeah, so
now.
if you wanna go into any of the locations and just tell them Ken and Brandon said it was okay. You're not gonna charge me to look at this thing.
Well,
just
check it out.
Tell me if I'm, you know, check it out for me.
And no, we'll tell you this thing looks great. Get out of here.
Or don't put that game on there. Or you're not sure. You know, a lot of people they're not sure if this computer can handle what it is that they intend this gift to be.
I'm gonna do video editing. I'm gonna get this new game. I wanna. be able to handle my digital pictures, my photos, plug in my USB device that I just bought, whatever it is. We'll check it out for you.
Yeah, you may want to get some help or some information prior to making that purchase so that you don't have a ugly situation on your hands. Because Christmas is on a Saturday this year, which means tech support is going to be next to nothing anyway because it's Christmas. And then the next day is Sunday, which means tech support for most companies is non-existent, which means then Monday would be the first day you could actually call somebody for some help. And it's...
And Monday will be busy.
Yeah, and that's not cool because, you know, it's a gift that's supposed to work, isn't it?
So take us up on our offer. You can check out online at datadoctors.com. Put in your zip code. It'll find the store closest to you or drive around. I mean,
don't forget,
Mesa, Tempe, Gilbert, wherever.
Newest location, Fountain Hills, just opened up. Anthem opened up just a while back as well. Prescott, Tucson, all you out of the Phoenix area listeners, you now have the opportunity to interface with us one-to-one.
That's right.
Something like that. And remember, if it ain't broke,
definitely don't fix it. We will not see you next week, and I will be here the week after.
This is a wrench. This is a wrench and a can of beans. This is a wrench, some canned goods.